Before their mosquito spraying rounds in Gainesville, technicians check with the city entomologists on a list of who doesn't want to get sprayed.
He's in Chateau Forest. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. I called and got his wife, who told me that he really wanted to be sprayed, and I said, well, he called me to remind us he was not to be sprayed. So,
in this case, a wife and husband disagree. So anyway, next door neighbors often do too.
Really wonderful guy called. But I thought since he was on for tonight, you guys might want to run out and do a pre-check.
For some people, airborne toxins threaten life or livelihood. The stakes are high for organic farmers, beekeepers, and people with breathing problems.
These chemicals affect sensitive populations, people who have asthma, for instance. That's about 20% of the population.
David Harlos is an environmental scientist and air quality consultant educated at Harvard School of Public Health. Harlos says people who fear mosquito-borne diseases should take precautions instead of government agencies spraying chemicals on communities and ecosystems.
We're really using a sledgehammer on this problem and not having that much impact on the mosquito populations.
Up to a point, entomologist Kelly Etherston agrees and sees spraying as a last resort.
I think everybody in mosquito control looks at it as failure because we have failed to control the larvae.
Etherston is vice president of the Florida Mosquito Control Association, a lobby and education group with members from government and business. She contrasts her light touch as head of Gainesville Mosquito Control to the heavy hand in other times or places.
In South Florida, they go 24/7, 365 days a year, because people won't come as a tourist if they're being bitten by mosquitoes.
She says the public demands spraying, which only kills adult mosquitoes that happen to get hit by poison droplets.
I put up with a lot of complaints of people hollering, you know, why haven't you started spraying? Well, I'm real hesitant to do that because unless there is a tremendous need to spray, why spray? You know, we live in Florida, tolerate a few bites.
Etherston favors releasing larvicides and mosquito-hungry fish into water bodies and dumping containers where mosquitoes breed. She says the industry is going high-tech to get results with less collateral harm.
You're getting young, progressive, educated directors into a lot of these programs where it used to be a good old boy system. And the good old boy system, you know, they hired their brothers and everybody sprayed. You know, it just is not that way anymore. I mean, this is a whole new ball game, you know. So what do they say? It's not your father's mosquito control? And it's not.
Malathion is the best known of a small arsenal of mosquito poisons that get a government okay. Another one, Phenthion, is under close scrutiny. Etherston says fewer types of spray mean more chance for mosquitoes to build resistance. But what kills mosquitoes can hurt agriculture, for example, killing bees that pollinate crops.
We have a state beekeepers committee that's half beekeepers, half mosquito control folks, and they work all these things out. It's been pretty successful. It was real hot and heavy and a big debate for a long time because they thought we were out to kill their bees, and that just isn't the case. We're out to control mosquitoes. And unfortunately, some of the spraying was affecting the bees.
Another agricultural sector that suffers from mosquito spray is organic farming. A mere touch of toxin can ruin organic crops, says Angela Cottle Crespo. She manages inspection of organic foods worldwide at Quality Certification Services. New federal rules prohibit selling produce as organically grown if pesticides drift over it.
Organic farming takes years to establish, and you pay for certification, and in return for that, you get a premium.
The service has certified 102 Florida organic farms, from vegetable plots to thousand-acre groves. Cottle Crespo says that while U.S. farming declines, niches like organic foods thrive.
To be basically shut out of that niche because of your location to mosquito abatement spraying is would be a real shame, you know, as it's imposed by the state.
She says the Florida Organic Growers Group seeks policies to protect this fast-growing sector, such as biocontrols for mosquitoes and more careful use of spray. Air quality consultant Harlow says society needs to take the long view.
This mosquito problem that we have, this West Nile problem that we have, is really a problem of globalization. And it's not going to go away. And we're really going to be faced with more serious problems like this in the future, probably, as we see in the Caribbean with dengue fever. And we really need to work now on rational and workable solutions that address the problem more directly.
Harlow says many people do want alternatives to swatting at problems with quick fixes. He shows a mosquito trap in his backyard as an alternative to pesticides. Coincidentally, city entomologist Kelly Etherston plans to use the same kind of traps in a pilot program where neighbors want neither mosquitoes nor spray. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Tana Silva.